Minnesota News Network. Good morning, I'm Brent Palm. Congresswoman Angie Craig will skip this weekend's state DFL convention and instead focus on winning the nomination for U.S. Senate through the August primary election.
The DFL endorsement process just doesn't reflect the full scope of the party that we are and the purple state that we have become.
Fellow U.S. Senate candidate, Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, criticized the move.
If you can't show up and face your own party, then you're not ready to face Republicans. I'm a child of the DFL. I am deeply honored to seek the DFL's endorsement.
Flanagan and Craig are both running for the seat of retiring U.S. Senator Tina Smith. The Minnesota Department of Commerce is confirming the federal government is moving forward with a $464 million investment to strengthen the Midwest power grid.
The funding will support five major transmission line projects across seven states, including Minnesota, with the goal of improving grid reliability during extreme weather and periods of high energy demand. State officials say the upgrades will strengthen the power system families and businesses depend on while helping keep long-term energy costs down for consumers. The projects are also expected to unlock more than $1 billion in additional private investment across the Midwest. Tasha Radel, MNN.
Police in Shakopee say the man shot during an Islamic prayer service Wednesday morning at the Canterbury Park Expo Center died. Officers responding to a weapons complaint found the 26-year-old man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds. The victim was taken to HCMC but did not survive. AFSCME Council 5 identified the victim as Field Representative Khalid Abdi. Authorities have not released any other information. Anyone with tips should contact the Shakopee Police Department. The Minnesota Department of Veterans Affairs is exploring the possibility of adding another state veterans cemetery. Director of Memorial Affairs David Swantek says Northwest Minnesota is the last underserved region.
So we're kind of focused in on the Bemidji area. I'm not announcing that we're building a fifth cemetery, but we are, it's on our radar, and we're starting to consider the possibility of a fifth cemetery.
Swantek says the location makes sense with a new state veterans home in Bemidji. The four state veteran cemeteries are in Little Falls, Preston, Duluth, and Redwood Falls. And the 5-2 Minnesota Lynx are in first place in the Western Conference following a 96-81 win over the Atlanta Dream at Target Center. All five Minnesota starters scored at least 12 points last night. The Lynx play tomorrow night in Chicago. This is MNN.